The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Mediterranean aboard the brand new Carnival Breeze. This is Cruise Radio.
Enjoy the rest of your brunch. Enjoy your day at sea, and we hope to see you in the comedy club tonight. Thank you.
That was Butch, the cruise director you hear. We'll talk to him in just a moment. Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Make sure you follow all of our coverage at cruiseradio.net. We have our sea blogs up there, last week's show, and videos as well.
On this show, we'll review more of the brand new Carnival Breeze, like Hasbro, The Game Show, Playlist Productions, The Punchliner Comedy Brunch, presented by George Lopez.
The captain of Carnival Breeze will also stop by. We'll hear from Senior Cruise Director John Heald, and more reviews about this brand new Carnival Breeze.
One big feature on the Carnival Breeze is Hasbro, the game show. It's a full-scale production of a game show where they get actual audience members to participate and compete for high-quality, fabulous prizes. Butch, the cruise director, does an awesome job as the MC. And I'm telling you, the thing should be televised and syndicated because it looks so good. And they present it like you're at a live taping of an actual network game show. It was especially cool to sit next to Jeff Edwards, who we've had on the show before. And a fun fact about Jeff Edwards, he used to actually fill in for Monty Hall on the old game show Let's Make a Deal. He also regularly hosted the game show Treasure Hunt. But it was kind of cool because if one of the contestants threw Butch, the MC, a curveball, Jeff Edwards would lean over and whisper in my ear, I know exactly what he's going through. He's sweating bullets right now. Well, let's hear all about it from the MC of Hasbro, the game show, Carnival Cruise Director Butch Begovich. Did I say that correctly?
You said it correctly.
Nice. Yeah. And might I add, you are just perfect at that. You're the quintessential. It's like a 1950s game show host with you and your glasses and your suit and your tight delivery.
You got that. I was going for that. Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't take all of the credit for the delivery, though. We've been rehearsing Hasbro the Game Show since January.
Yeah.
Lots of work with the script writers and directors and producers, people from LA and people who are really involved in game shows and things, had a lot of input about the way that the show runs and the way that we hosted. And
did you ever do any radio, or were you a theater major at all?
I actually studied theater in college, but I've never done any radio. In fact, the only radio I've ever done is with you guys when you've interviewed me on Cruise Radio.
Yeah.
No, never done any radio, never done anything like the game show. But it's been fun. It's been a long journey, but it's been fun.
Tell us exactly, what is Hasbro the Game Show?
Hasbro the Game Show is a live 35-minute stage version of a game show currently on television called Family Game Night. It's larger than life. Popular Hasbro games come to life in a new way on stage with audience participation, where our guests actually get up and participate in these games, where they win real prizes that are provided to us by Hasbro.
The grand prize is like all the games.
The grand prize is every possible Hasbro game, and we give that away four times in a voyage because we have four different Hasbro game shows, so guests can come back and experience the show over and over again with different games on stage and different audience games to pick the contestants, so it's all different every time.
People get really crazy stupid excited about it, too, in the audience.
You know, in our rehearsal process, that's something that we weren't expecting,
yeah.
And it was a shock to us on our first cruise, how much people really wanted to participate, and how much, even when they weren't on stage, really felt like they're in a live game show audience,
yeah.
Getting excited for the people on stage and rooting on their teams and wanting people to win and the oohs and the ohs and yelling out the answers and helping them out.
Well, I'm telling you, I think that's really a testament of how high the production value is. I mean, you really do feel like you're there. That's what I was saying. Y'all should be taping this and you could package and sell and all that. It looks so good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's put together so well.
It's interesting, when we started in Philadelphia in January, we were in a warehouse, and we had no sets, none of this lighting, and to see it all come together and actually look like it does now is quite amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us briefly, for our listeners, about the Punchliner Comedy Brunch, presented by George Lopez.
Punchliner Comedy Brunch, presented by George Lopez, takes place on our Sea Days. Our comedians that perform nightly in the Punchliner Comedy Club, they have an opportunity to come and do a little bit of, I call it like a teaser of their shows that will take place later. It for us, its purpose is twofold. One, as a promotion for the Punchliner Comedy Club at night. And two, it brings a lot of people and relieves a lot of stress in our other food and beverage areas around the ship on a sea day, on the Lido deck, on the Lanai. And it's actually, the food is just amazing, yeah. too. George Lopez-inspired recipes like the Huevos Rancheros, and we have like themed cocktail menu, like breakfast cocktails, Bloody Marys and mimosas, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun way to eat breakfast or lunch or whatever you want.
From Minnesota, Cruise Director Butch Begovich, thanks for being with us on Cruise Radio.
Thank you so much. Good to have you guys here.
One of the newest features aboard Carnival Breeze, and soon to roll out on more Carnival ships, is the Punchliner Comedy Brunch presented by George Lopez. We actually had a chance to catch up with comedian George Lopez in New York last fall and asked him about his partnership with Carnival Cruise Lines.
How did this relationship with Carnival come to fruition?
Well, you know, they wanted to increase the fun on the ships. They wanted to kind of change the image of almost like performing on a cruise ship as not the best gig ever for comedians. And I think they wanted to broaden the horizon of the level of comedians. So they decided they wanted to reach out to somebody that had a point of view, somebody that I think the comedians trusted. And they've done well with the comedians. It's a great gig. But I will bring people from television and from movies and from people that see it. And that's just what will make it better. You know, that'll make it better. You start to see people on the ship that you've seen in movies, and it makes it fun, man. It's a great surprise. And then I will be performing myself occasionally on the ships, which I'm excited about. So we're going to change the stigma of it being a bad gig to it being a great gig.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because you've had such a great career with such longevity. Coming up, or at any time during your career, did you perform on cruise ships?
You know, believe it or not, I couldn't get booked on a cruise ship, so I did not. Would I have? Maybe not, because, you know, I was trying to be the next Richard Pryor, so I probably wouldn't have. But right now is a beautiful time. You know, I'm comfortable in what I do, and people know me from the show and know me from my HBO special. So it's the timing could not be more perfect, I think, for me to make my appearances on the cruise ships.
Are you going to have 100% control over who goes to what venues and such, or just limited control? Or?
Well, you know, I think we're sharing partnership with what they... I didn't want to put anybody out of work, so I think we're going to share with what they've already established, and then I have somebody in L.A. that will book things. But one of the things that I really loved about doing Lopez Tonight was that I got to see some of the younger comedians work, and female and male, that were really edgy, you know, and had a point of view, and were very good at what they were doing, and I think they would benefit from doing a cruise and from getting that little bit of more experience.
Right on, George Lopez. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, man.
My pleasure.
Here in the Sapphire Restaurant, enjoying the Punchliner Comedy Brunch with comedians Tom Pepper. Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. And Austin Knight.
Hey, I'll tell you something else, you know. Hey, I'll tell you something.
For a written transcript of whatever the hell he just said, you can send a lot of money to nowhere in particular, and you'll receive nothing. So, yeah, it's kind of early. And when I first heard about the Punchliner Comedy Brunch, my first thought was, how many of these comics are really on board with this idea of performing this early in the morning?
Well, you know, we do work late nights, etc.
Right.
We're working in clubs with floodlights, and people have come to see a show. And
there's been a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all going on, and it all works at night. But this is totally alien to us. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I'm not out of bed at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Right.
So you come down, you look, and there's people having breakfast, and you're thinking, I've got to stand up here. And yet, strangely, works. They listen. They give you applause. Butch does the lights. He's flashing the lights, and all the staff are clapping and applauding to a bit of a song thing. Then Butch goes on, gives a nice warm welcome, brings Austin or myself, who's at whatever turn, right. And we come on and just do 10 minutes. And for some reason, it works. They sit, they listen, a couple of gags, and they laugh. And we invite them to tonight's show.
Austin Knight, what say you?
Well, the 10 o'clock one that I did that you saw earlier, it was packed out the restaurant, and now we're coming to the noon one that I have to do.
Yeah.
There's nobody in. So, I mean, technically, the people that are in, they could have come to my cabin. But that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't born on the Carnival Breeze, but I'll certainly die here at noon.
I love it. That is Austin Knight. along with Tom Pepper, enjoying the Punchliner Comedy Brunch. Thanks so much for being with us, guys, on Cruise Radio. Really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure.
A privilege and an honor. Thank you very much.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
High atop the sky deck aboard the Carnival Breeze, this is Cruise Radio.
Joining us now on Cruise Radio in Banzai Sushi is Dan Askin, senior editor at CruiseCritic.com. What did you think of the sushi?
I thought the sushi was good. I ordered the boat, which is traditionally for two people. I wanted to take a photo of it and also to analyze the different elements. And so, you know, it was a good deal. $15 for two full boats of sushi, plus miso soups and salads.
Yeah, I can't stop eating here, and clearly you liked Cucina del Capitano since you've been there multiple times. What was the major draw for you?
The fact that they bring the table wine in a big wooden cask. Yes. They will roll out the barrel to your table and serve it in a carafe and all that, so that's nice. But the food is good. It's authentic. It's family style. That's always fun because you get these large portions you can share, and the waiters come out and sing. So it's always a good time, and not a bad value for $12 per person. Another good food value is at the Red Frog Pub, where every food item on the menu is $3.33. We happen to have one of the very talented musicians from the Red Frog Pub. Everyone loves him. Timmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, well, I should say welcome back. I'm pretty sure we talked to you on the Magic.
Yeah, I was on the Magic, did the inaugural last year, and then brought it over to the Caribbean as well. Yeah.
Now, what other ships have you been on?
And all the way back to the Holiday, did the Fantasy, Ecstasy, Glory, Liberty, yeah. Magic, now here. Yeah, so pretty much a lot of them.
So, and you sound awesome, always sound awesome. What's how would you describe to those guests who are considering a cruise on the Breeze, how would you consider the vibe of, well, specifically the Red Frog Pub? But the ship in general, the Carnival Breeze in general.
What I like about the ship is this ship seems to flow more better than any other ship before. Like, the colors and the vibe is, it's more this, kind of like what it's going to be like in Miami, you know. So it's got that tropical, breezy feel to the whole ship. The Red Frog itself, it's a lot like the Magic was. You're just going to have some more places to go to now upstairs with the Red Frog Rum Bar, the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, awesome places to hang out as well too.
Now, did they tell you, okay, because of all this of what we're trying to do here, we want you to only play this genre of music or whatnot? Are they giving you a lot of freedom to do pretty much whatever you want to what you want to do in terms of feeling out the crowd?
Right. Yeah. They really doesn't limit us as long as it doesn't have any profanity or something like that in it. Obviously, here in Europe, I play a little bit different genres out here compared to Galveston. I played a lot of country music, a lot of Texas country music, but over here it's more like Beatles and Oasis and different bands like that more the European crowd will appreciate other than just just Americans. So
now, I noticed you were giving out, or I'm not going to say giving out CDs. You have CDs for sale.
I do.
And tell us about what's on the CDs.
The CD is a lot of the cover music that I do here. It was done with a friend of mine who plays djembe and different things, percussion instruments. So it's a different vibe than what you get in here, kind of a Jason Mraz feel to a lot of the cover songs that you hear. And you can go on my website, www.timmypierce.com. It's also on iTunes as well. You can get it shipped to you, or you can have it downloaded on iTunes.
All right, very good. Now, are there any remixes on the of the tracks on the CD where John Heald interrupts with a ship announcement?
Thank God, no. There's no ding ding and
like during the bridge, you know, you hear John Heald come in.
No interruptions.
Wow, that's a shame. we actually have a question from our audience out here. Go ahead, sir.
Timmy, what's the difference between the Vibe and the Red Frog Pub and the Red Frog Rum Bar out the Lido deck?
Yeah, two totally different areas. The thing with the Lido is more like this Margaritaville beach Caribbean vibe where you're outside, you're sipping on a drink. So sometimes it's more laid back. People are just wanting to enjoy the sun, enjoy the music, and have a cold cocktail. Whereas in here, especially late night, it gets more of a party atmosphere, some more party scene, sing-along crowd, almost like the piano bar, but with an acoustic guitar and a singer. So it's two totally different areas, especially on a C day. That Lido is actually really hopping up there, and so it's completely different vibes, but both are enjoyable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see yourself on the big screen, I would imagine, and hear yourself crank. I mean, it sounds awesome. I mean, that's like a full-on outdoor festival concert out there.
For me as a musician, I actually like playing up there as far as being able to hear myself, and sometimes I'm more into the music itself than even the crowd that are into the music. Whereas in here, it's a different musicality. In here, people are not as much for the music. They're here for the whole ambiance. They're here to party. They're here to have a good time. And so it's good for me to play different areas as well as the ship.
Soloist Timmy Pierce right here in the Red Frog Pub aboard the Carnival Breeze. God bless you, man. You sound awesome as always. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio. So cool to have them both at once. We have budget travel contributing editor Fran Golden with us once again.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Welcome back. And also David Molyneux, travel writer. And we can find you at thetravelmavens.com.
Yes, you can.
Fran, let's start with you in regards to what are your overall thoughts about the brand new Carnival Breeze?
Well, you know, this is a mellow yellow carnival, you know. I mean, it's really interesting because they've gone for this new tropical fun ship. You know, a lot less bang you on the head Vegas kind of glitz than you've seen from their other ships. So I'm liking it. I mean, listen, we got some nice folk music in the background. We're having some wonderful Caribbean beer. It's a different kind of carnival ship, but I think it's going to be a big hit.
How about you, David?
I would go back 10 years, and I looked at carnival ships, and the one thing I did not like was that they had become inside ships. They were like a big box with a swimming pool on top.
Yeah.
Now we've moved to an outdoor ship. There is so much space outdoors on the various decks, restaurants, bars, even the nightclub kind of spills into the outdoors, and I love the atmosphere. It's much better than the box.
I'm wondering, long ago, were the outdoor spaces utilized more, and then all of a sudden there was this gravitation to bring it inside?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. If you look at ships like the Fascination, the Ecstasy, the Fantasy, there were a few tables all the way in the aft end outdoors to eat, and then the next version of carnival ships, there's no space at all to eat.
Well, why do you think that they did that?
I don't know, except that it seemed to me that the ships were very much in a Las Vegas venue. Everybody was inside spending the money, ching, ching, in the casino. And now you look at the ship and you look at the magic before it. There's all kinds of indoor out space. It's a different kind of vacation.
Fran, you seem to have a theory.
Well, I mean, again, I think he just hit it. It's the onboard revenue. Yeah. It was just the focus of onboard. And then somebody got the idea of, well, gee, if we put a bar up near the pool, you know, maybe we put a trendy bar up near the pool. You know, maybe, South Beach is going outdoors and all those clubs are going outdoors. Maybe we put an outdoor extension to the nightclub. And then, wow, people are really getting into this eating outdoors. Maybe we put more seats outdoors. And, you know, for the cruise line, there is the issue of trying to monetize that. But I think they're doing that pretty well.
David, do you have a favorite spot on the Breeze?
I think mine's simple. I like the Red Frog Pub.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I like the beer. I like draft beer.
Yeah.
instead of drinking out of a bottle. I love draft beer, and I like the idea that I can walk outside, inside, just like the whole feel of the place. And a guy playing a little guitar.
How about you, Fran?
Well, I think the greatest new addition, because I'm a sushi lover, is a sushi restaurant. And, you know, it's an amazing experience to be walking on the ship in the Mediterranean and have women greeting you with konnichiwa, hello. You know, and it's fun. And it's a full-service sushi restaurant with really decent sushi.
The first one in the fleet.
Yeah, the first one in the fleet. And you got to love that. And, by the way, the sister ship also had the Cucina Capitano, which is a wonderful Italian restaurant. So I like that they're moving into that realm. There are fees attached to these venues, and you're tempted to sort of eat at them every night. But I do enjoy the sushi restaurant.
Well, I'm like you. I'm a sushi freak, and I'm kind of curious. I mean, sushi has been popular in America for quite a while. Why do you think it took them so long to bring a full-service sushi restaurant on board?
Well, I'm sure it's not easy to get people that know how to prepare sushi the right way. And again,
well, they've had the happy hour sushi for a long time, though.
But it wasn't as good as the sushi.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of effort. I don't think it's really easy to just say one day, okay, I'm going to open a sushi restaurant. And they had to figure out the space. I mean, they were smart. They put it next to the Red Dog. So, I mean, you look at us as a couple. He's got his beer, and then we can go next door and eat my sushi. I mean, what's better than that?
Right. Fran Golden, David Molyneux, thanks for being with us.
That's great to be here.
Thanks. Hope to see you guys again soon.
This is Cruise Radio.
With Captain Vincenzo Alcaris of the brand new Carnival Breeze. Did I say that right, Captain? Captain Vincenzo Alcaris.
You say right.
All
you
right.
Speak very good Italian.
Sure. Sure I did. So the first question I want to know is, how did it feel to sail the newest ship in the world into your home port of Sicily?
I feel very proud and happy. It means it's a great challenge come out with a new ship. Breeze is a very big ship, and when you bring in your place, the first thing you think is that you feel very, very proud.
Yeah. Very cool. We're sitting here on the bridge of the Carnival Breeze, and it's pretty astounding. You know, you look around, and of course, you expect to see the modern technology, but you don't know any idea, really, of what you're going to see until you're up here. And it's really kind of minimal. I wanted to know, how has the technology on the ships changed since you first started sailing?
A lot. It means when I start, I give you just an example. We have the transit satellite, which was a kind of a satellite that would give you the position every 3-4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. And we usually navigate with the radars, these are transit instruments, but we didn't have much technology. Now, after more than 25 years, we have GPS, we have a radars interface with electronic chart, something that it's unbelievable the way it changed.
What do you call the actual area? Is it the helm? I mean, what is the area over there, the desk with all the equipment called?
They call the cockpit.
The cockpit, okay.
Yeah, the cockpit is where the two guys right now are sit and where they conduct the navigation.
By two guys, you mean the navigator?
The navigators and the co-navigator. We have a navigator, a co-navigator, and then we have also two quartermasters that they help them, they do the lookout.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious because it's the seas out here today, or we're a day at sea. It's a little bit choppy, a little bit rough. You feel little bumps here and there. At what point, as captain or navigator, do y'all decide to extend the stabilizers?
If you see that the ship is moving, is rolling, then you start to extend the stabilizers. Right now, if you see the wind is it's from our direction. It's the same direction. It doesn't move too much the ship. It's just we just feel the wind. That's it. But the ship doesn't move. Yeah. We don't need the stabilizers right now.
Captain Vincenzo Alcaraz. No, I didn't say it right that time, did I?
Captain Vincenzo Alcaraz.
Thanks for being on Cruise Radio. We really appreciate it. Joining us now is Senior Cruise Director for Carnival Cruise Lines, John Heal. John, we know you're a busy man. If you could please quickly give us tips for those traveling in Europe.
There are five of them. Number one, this may come as a surprise, but nobody takes US dollars. change your money at home before you get here. We do have changing facilities on the ships, but we're a cruise ship, not a bank. You'll get a much better rate at home. Second of all, remember when you go ashore in some of the ports to carry some coins with you, because often you'll be expected to put a little coin in a plate when you're using the public restrooms. Number three, plan your day. Do not wake up in the morning and go, honey, what shall we do today? By the time you've worked out what you want to do, by the time you found the transportation to do it, you will have missed half the day and you'll have missed some incredible things. Going to sound a little bit of a cliche, this, but number four, take an excursion from the ship. There is a simple reason. The guides went to university for years. They're there to help you. They're going to show you things you'll never find on your own. You're fully safe. You're fully insured. And if you're late coming back, we will never leave one of our excursions if you're still ashore. And number five, the most important thing, if you have any questions, the only one stupid question you will ask will be the one you don't ask. If there's anything you need, tell the staff on board. We're here to help you.
And that is precisely why he is the senior cruise director aboard Carnival Cruise Lines, John Heald.
I'm old.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we have a cruise radio app, the single best way to listen to cruise radio and get all your cruise news. Just go to your smartphone app store and search Cruise Radio Live.
If you want to know what a day in the life is like aboard Carnival Breeze, check out our C-blog, cruiseradio.net, and just click on C-blog. Also, while you're there, subscribe to our cruise news updates. They're located right there on the top right-hand corner of the box.
From the brand new Carnival Breeze in the Mediterranean, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales at cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.